Well, Blaine Hoetea is with us. More than a million people come in and out of Auckland City Centre each week, mostly Aucklanders. But it's also a gateway for international tourists. And as the cruise season kicks in and with summer around the corner, sales and foot traffic are tracking up. But so is tension. And there are concerns about bad behaviour, violence and crime. Blaine Hoetea is the operating manager for over 60 Māori wardens in the CBD. He's also a former frontline tribal liaison officer for Waikato Tainui. Blaine, thank you for joining us on the program. Ko Dale Tene.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Blaine. We're getting reports of it being very unsafe in downtown Auckland. And I know shopkeepers are getting hoha with rough sleepers drinking on the streets, people taking mummies on the streets. And for residents, it can be confronting. But certainly for tourists, well, the last thing you want is for people to feel unsafe in downtown and our country's biggest city. We're hearing concerns about Queen Street, and it seems quite dangerous out there. Are these concerns accurate from your read, Blaine?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Tell us what you see when you... Sorry to interrupt. What do you see out there?
We've always been patrolling the Auckland CBD, and it's the issue moves from one part of the city to the next part of the city. But so with the construction of the railway, everybody used to congregate up the top at Victoria and Federal. So that used to be a big congregation area there. And then they were dispersed from there, so I've found another spot, and it's now down at Fort Street and Key Street. So we've been working with Council, the Mission, and Kahui Tukaha to find a better way to support the street whānau. So nothing's changed really, it's just intensified a lot more. You've got a lot more out-of-towners coming in. You have some that live in the city, you have some street whānau that are also a part of the group, but mainly it's the out-of-towners that are coming in. And just, it's their habits that they've brought in. So you... When you're talking to the street whānau, you understand who's who in the zoo. And you're right, the business owners, the residents, they've had enough. And so we're working with a lot of agencies and a lot of service providers to try and support them into housing and also wrap around the support that's needed.
Tēnā koe, Blaine. Many of these people are our people. I don't know what the difference would be between streeties from Auckland and those from out of town. But what we do know is that people feel unsafe. The crime that we're seeing in downtown Auckland, that's not predominantly by the homeless, though, is it? Some of it seems quite random. But even so, people are unsafe.
Yeah.
I've been reading also that burly security guards are moving people on if they are congregating and... perhaps drinking in public spaces, etc. What's the legal situation here? Can you, or even they, security guards or private businesses, shuffle people along and tell them to get off the street? Does that sit okay?
It's around the antisocial behaviour. So the catch is the antisocial behaviour. And there are security guards that have been employed to do that. And that's to stop it in its tracks, to make the city a lot safer for everybody that works in the city, everybody that comes into the city, and like you said, the tourists that are arriving into the city.
The Māori wardens play an important part here. How are you guys accepted by streeties in the sense that you're not the law? Many of them are our own people, and I know you have a more gentle way of communicating with people perhaps than the law do or police officers do. what would you say is the relationship between the Māori wardens and the streeties? And indeed, as I say, it's not only the streeties, not just the streeties who are causing problems down there, Blaine. What's the relationship like with people living rough in downtown Auckland?
So with us, with the Māori wardens, we have a good relationship with everybody on the street, be they homeless or just them being, like, a lot of them are in the housing situation with them in the city as well. So our relationship is, you know, Māori face-to-face, first and foremost. You know, how are you? How are you doing? Where are you from? You know, that is how we introduce ourselves. And the idea is, it's what we do as Māori, you know. We're Manaaki, we look after one another, and it just doesn't stop at looking after just Māori. We look after everybody that's needing support, I suppose, down on the street or down in the city. And, yeah, it's like we don't discriminate as such. It's just a, you know, Māori wooden way of doing things. I don't know how you would put it, but that's how it is. It's that general meet and greet. And it's doing it with emotion, but being able to communicate.
What's needed then? You say there's houses. Yeah, I know people are working on houses. Even so, some people are drawn to the street for many reasons. We know that their life expectancy is way shorter than most. Some only to around, well, less than 50. So what would be the best intervention we could provide, from a city perspective, but from a Māori perspective as well? Is it a safe house, some sort of area where they could congregate, rather than, you know, hanging on the street? And a lot of people in downtown are intimidated by begging, intimidated by blatant drug use on the street, drinking, etc. What might be a practical intervention from the Māori warden's perspective, Blaine?
The two biggest issues you've just described, and that's alcohol use and drug use. So, those are the biggest curses for anybody down on the street, any other street whānau. Not only street whānau, but the enticement of that fast money, i.e. begging, because we're now into a high tourist term. And just the other day, we had three ships, huge ships coming. It just happened to be there was a group that was congregated down on Key Street. At the bottom of Queen. And we've been working with the group. There was a few complaints that were put in, and we really had to talk with the group. And it came to a point where some of the group got arrested. Now, it was told to us by the street whānau, you know, they are not in the group, not in any of the street groups, they're from out of town. They've come down, they've brought their issues with them. You know, street whānau have issues, but everybody else has issues and baggage, and they've created this, you know, the turmoil that unpacked over the long weekend. It was about a group between, an average between 12 and 20. And so what we were doing was we were just supporting the group to try and disperse, try and find out what it is that they needed, what service they needed, and to try and get them into some sort of pathway. So what we've agreed is that we work one-to-one, and that we work with multiple agencies to get that one-to-one service right through.
It's uncomfortable for me because they're our people, Blaine. But they also drag our people down, because when tourists come into town, they see the beggars on the streets of Auckland, and they're Māori. And they think, oh, is that what Māori are about? So these guys, while we know they've got issues, are actually doing our people a major disservice And, you know, I like to think that the Māori wardens are conscious of that, that, you know, begging's a bad look. It's a bad look for our people. It's bad news for those who are forced to do it. And then, of course, you've got the hustlers coming in from other parts of town. So it's a hard nut to crack, Blaine, but I guess in a way you're just doing your best, eh?
Yes. And I think it's about working with everybody in the city, not just picking who we choose to work with. It's about working with everybody and creating that full wraparound service and making sure that the individual is getting it and making sure that the individual doesn't fall back into that situation.
Indeed. Well, hats off to all of your crew. Are doing their very best to keep people safe from downtown Auckland. There's no one size-fits-all solution, but we know that you're doing your best. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today, Blaine. All the best.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Blaine Huete, with the Māori Wardens.